down.
All right, 10 to 8, time to get you set for Boots and Salutes this morning, brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered. Gordon Weave covering the 8 o'clock news this morning. Gord, what's on the docket?
Backlane reconstruction is about to begin. A former Waldheim pastor is involved in an effort to bring improved sight to the world's poor. And bringing to the fore suicide prevention. I'll have details on these and other stories at 8. Dave has the Internet News Poll question in a moment.
Timberland Clothing has arrived at Northern Factory Workwear. Top quality clothing from a name you've trusted for decades. Tough, durable, and stylish clothing by Timberland. Stop by today and see their amazing selection of jackets, pants, shirts, and more. Hurry in today and take advantage of this incredible offer. For a limited time, with your purchase of a pair of Timberland pants, receive a free pair of knee pads. Don't wait. Offer ends soon. Come discover Timberland Clothing today at Northern Factory Workwear. Circle Drive East, Saskatoon, and Highway 17 South, Lloydminster.
Book your next auction today with Bruce Schepansky Auctioneers in Tisdale. Bruce Schepansky Auctioneers provide internet bidding, auction catalog, people movers, modern washroom trailer, and best of all, courteous, friendly service. Don't wait. Call the auction professionals today. Call Bruce Schepansky Auctioneers in Tisdale, 306-873-5488. That's Bruce Schepansky Auctioneers, 306-873-5488. Or visit them online at www.schepansky.com.
All right, here we go with Boots and Salutes on this Monday morning. Anything that's on your mind at 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. To have your say on the radio this morning, if you wanted to have your say online, you could have gone to cjwwradio.com, and that was where we asked, do you live paycheck to paycheck, where even if you were to miss one, it would be difficult to meet your financial obligations? So far, leading the way is 54% of folks saying no. You can go to cjwwradio.com to have your say. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You can start things off today.
Well, great. I'm driving down the Trans-Canada in Manitoba, and it is so nice to see $1.08 to $1.14 in gas prices. And it's also nice to see rest stops that actually have indoor washroom facilities, which we do not have in Saskatchewan, period. Have a great week.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I was going to say that it was really special to see Terry Clark get that honor last night, and it was done very well.
Yeah, I agree. I like the award show, too. I thought Shania Twain was good. What did you think?
Yes, she's better than I thought she would be.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute the one farmer with ambition enough to take his header off last Friday. I didn't even recognize the machine. Thanks a lot.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd just like to salute my wife's husband because I mean, he's a really good guy.
Is he? Well, he sounds like a really good guy from your description.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call. 306-938-0600. Toll free 1-800-667-3727. Okay. I heard about it last week. I heard about it on the weekend.
I've been waiting for your reaction, Dave. I have just been waiting.
The whole garbage thing, hey?
I know, because garbage is your life.
It's not my life.
Well, you certainly talk about it a lot.
Well, it disturbs me. And what disturbs me now is that it obviously has become very apparent that this is the way that we're going is that we can't afford garbage collection anymore.
Yeah, it seems to be headed that direction, doesn't it?
So if we're putting it as a utility, right, the whole premise was going to be you can get the smaller can, and that'll encourage people that if you can save a few bucks, that'll encourage people to
throw away less,
right? Absolutely, right? But the thing is that it doesn't sound like they've got to make up more money, they got to buy more bins, they got to buy more trucks. Like, when you're paying your taxes, right, end of the day, I just would like to have good infrastructure. I'd like to be able to have my garbage collected. I'd like to have a police officer protect my property. I'd like to have a fire department that I can call if I have a backyard fire. I mean, if there's a fire that has to be put out. That's where my taxes want to go. Now, there's other great projects that my taxes go to support, some of which I will use, some of which I won't, whether it comes to leisure facilities, whether it comes to an art gallery, whether it comes to anything else. End of the day, I think garbage collection is a must-have. And to say that we're going to go ahead and do this to save the landfill, I think, is malarkey. And I even went through my recycling. I did a recycle audit just to see where I'm at.
And
again, I'm recycling as much as I can. We should go after the people that are creating the garbage, right? Where does the extra packaging come from? Where are the disposables that were ending up in the landfill? Where are they coming from?
Well, the extra packaging is not only from a marketing standpoint, but also from a theft deterrent, right? A larger package is more difficult to shove down your pants and walk out with. So tell people to stop stealing stuff, and then we could also have smaller packs. See, it's just one thing leads to another, Dave. But people, at the very root of it, are the reason, right?
People are the
worst. We are the worst. That's our common saying. We're the worst.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You guys are talking about garbage. First of all, I'm going to go with Rider Nation. What does Rider Nation now think of Chris Jones? Four wins in a row.
All right. Thanks for the call. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
And just one final thing on the garbage and the recycling. I find it fascinating that 90% of glass is broken when we put it into those blue bins.
Yeah.
By the time it gets to the sorting station, and then a lot of it is then trashed because they can't recycle it because it's broken. That kind of blew my mind.
That kind of...
And I bet Sarkhan is sitting there saying, hey, well, what did you think was going to happen when you, edged us out of this?
Well, exactly. And I'm going to say on it, when it comes to the recycling, right? So we now can't put plastics, and now we can't put glass.
You can't put cheap, flimsy plastic bags.
Okay.
So let's not use the term plastics.
But if I hired a contractor to come and paint my home, and he said halfway through the contract, you know what? I just can't paint it for the same price because the products that I've got have changed and it's just not going to work. I don't think I'm going to have that contractor there. I'm just saying.
Okay, but if you use that same example, what if the contractor then said, okay, well, I got to go because I can't do it anymore, right? I'm going to cut my losses and leave. That would leave you trying to find another contractor, and that second contractor is going to know that you're in a tight spot and they're going to say, guess what, Dave? It's going to cost you four times.
I'd be willing to explore that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about the garbage you guys are talking about.
Okay.
Instead of everybody throwing garbage in the garbage bins, why doesn't everybody just go eat at restaurants? Then you won't have to worry about garbage bins anymore.
Okay. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
I just don't get the city. They have other cities in Canada that are doing gasification technology where they're incinerating their garbage and producing power. The Netherlands, my God, over there, they have such a system that they ran out of garbage. They're transporting garbage from other countries so they can have the energy to burn. So I just don't get, that's the problem with the city. They look at other cities to raise our parking costs, but they don't look at other cities to improve our recycling and our trash.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I got a big boot here for the Regina Police Department. They don't seem to want it, or else they're scared to do their job and evict these tenters. The judge ordered them out, and anyone who wasn't complying to be arrested, and Regina Police are sitting back in their hands.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Yes, I agree with everybody. Pretty soon you're not going to be able to put paper in your recycling. All they're going to want you to do is just pay a monthly fee for it, and that's it.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hi. You were just talking about plastic. So just the lightweight plastic?
Yeah, just the shopping bag plastic.
Okay, but the heavier plastic can be recycled.
Oh, you betcha.
Okay. Yeah, and on Facebook, I know I've seen like Denmark and Sweden and everything with their recycling projects. It's fantastic. I wish Canada would take a look at that. It would be fantastic.
Okay, thank you. Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I just get into the garbage one again. Why can't we go back years and years ago? Remember everybody, the garbage was picked up by two guys on the back of a truck, and everybody in the alley had a burning barrel. So we could, like your paper, your card, we could burn it all. The only day you couldn't burn was on Monday because that was laundry day. I think we should go back to that.
All right. And we're going to leave it at that. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes on this Monday morning. One quick...